previously on Inside Scoop.
In her life again that she sees this.
My thought is Jamal probably, I don't say he hooked up with her before because I don't necessarily know that, but I'm going to guess they were communicating before, right? Luisa came in with really all of the stuff, right?
Sure, they were having conversations about the two of them.
Yeah.
And commiserating together about how crazy their relationships were. And how weird, you know, the two of them are together as friends in other relationships. And yet, you know, the whole time they're commiserating, they're working on hooking up together. Well, screw them. Let's just screw each other.
Now return.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé Inside Scoop, Volume 192. We have got a lot of scoop, and we're going to talk about the single life, but I think we really need to talk about single life first, and then we'll put the scoop behind the wall, because there is some scoop that involves the current single life people. Mm. So I think that would be important, and you don't even know it yet, so I think maybe you'll be a little disheartened when you hear it, and so there will be that. So,
well, maybe I've read it and you don't know.
Well, that would be bad, because what I would like you to do, right? It'd be great if you could join the staff, other than sending me texts, if you could have stories ready for Inside Scoop. That would always be better. I would be very appreciative. Although maybe next week we can get more back to our regular setup. That might be able to happen.
Yeah. That I do share with you when I see stuff.
Yeah, I noticed that you just send what are we going to call it? The investigative team. You send them text messages with stories that you found, is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's mixed in. I've just noticed, not that I'm eavesdropping or looking at the text you send to other people, but that is normally with some random foster dog, maybe some grocery list items, or whatever could be in the random text. And then I have to go find them, or whoever, the team has to go find them. So that's kind of what happens. So sometimes stuff like that would get lost in the mix.
Well, most of my text messages get lost in the mix because you don't actually read them. So
there's like 100.
Okay. Well, I try to keep you informed
there's a lot
actually
going on.
Speaking to you, but you know.
It's because we can't see each other anymore. There's only two ways we communicate at this point. One, it's text. And two, it's via our phones when we're podcasting.
Right. And we even text each other between rooms.
That's just how it is right now.
Yeah.
At least for another, 5 days?
Yeah.
4 days, something like that. So we shall see. We are fostering a dog and a puppy.
Yeah.
And so there are challenges.
And she's feeling really good, and she's really big.
Yeah, she is. So the single life. So there wasn't a lot of, there really weren't a lot of stories to the single life. I think it was really the one, wasn't it? This whole Natalie thing.
Yeah, it was something else.
Yeah. Ooh. So you saw this before I did, and we kind of talked, and you can't help but be in the 90 day world and not find out what had happened. But Mike serving her divorce papers, it seemed
really rough.
Yeah, because in general, you'd go, the timing of this, I get it. It's been a long time. And on the surface, you'd go, well, you know, it has to happen. And like Mike said.
Yeah, but not on television.
Yeah, this is a problem.
He could have met her at the hotel the night before.
Yeah,
even.
Yeah, Mama Debbie could have served her at the hotel.
Yeah.
He could have had Josh serve her.
That was just so demeaning, really.
Yeah,
there's no other way to put it. It's just mean.
Yeah, it was poor. All of it. The timing was bad. I felt it was cornered. And I think Mike knows, and production had to know.
You could tell she didn't even know how to react. That was devastating to her.
Well, I think to be cornered like that, I think all of us, right, don't like surprises.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like positive surprises, but negative surprises are just that much worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a whole different level. I just don't think this is something that you can do. And I'm taking all of their history aside. You know, all of that. I understand all of that. This is just how people treat people. And I know Natalie's treated him poorly, right? And he's done a lot for her. But this takes all of that that Mike has done for me and really throws it aside.
Mm-hmm.
This is just poor. You know, we got married on TV, so why not divorced on TV?
That was bad.
I'm shocked. And I don't know really how you can defend it. I mean, even Mama Debbie felt bad when it was done.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe she even agreed to do it. Because it could have been done backstage. It could have been done anywhere. You go, you know what? I want to make sure she has it. I have the papers to give them to a process server. You know, it can be a bit of an exchange and an issue, right? So he didn't have to pay to get her served or anything like that. This has now just happened. But there's so many ways to do this. This way seemed extremely cold and cruel.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I wouldn't have expected a move like that from Mike.
I don't even, like I said, I don't even know where to start. The concept of this just disappoints me.
Yeah.
Because I get it. You know, I think Mike has done a lot, and I think everybody has done a lot for Natalie. I think kind of everybody tiptoes around Natalie's, what do we want to call it? Well, I mean, condition, I think, is maybe what I want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So we all dance around that, and I think they do too. But I, if you know that, then this is just a wrong move.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh said the same thing. I'm protecting my family from her explosions. The volcano, really, that is Natalie.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sean asked whether or not this was because of his new relationship. And you really think about it, it has to be. How could it not be a thing?
Right. He said it was.
How could it not be? You know, you're still married. When are you going to stop this?
Mm-hmm.
And he has to. What do you think Natalie's concerns were? Do you think it's financial? Do you think it's her mother? Do you think it's visa related?
Oh, probably all the above. I mean, she has no real sense of direction. You know, Mike gave her direction. And I think without his guidance, she's kind of just winging it. And she doesn't really have a plan, you know? So it's just not good.
Yeah, the thought that she said, you know, because she started just, I think, just lashing out. Like, you know, my clothes are still at your place. And he was like, you know what?
That was panic.
That is really, your clothes are really right where you left them, is what he said. It's right there. When you left here, that stuff is still where you left it. And I thought that was a telling statement, really, about even Mike's frustration.
Like, really? Because what he's saying is you could have come back for them at any time up to this point, and it didn't concern you before now.
You didn't have to leave, right? Nobody forced you to leave.
Right, and you had opportunities to come back and didn't.
Yeah. Now, not trying to...
I mean, we get it. We get that he's upset and why. But
I think it would be hard. She would be a hard person to deal with. Natalie would.
Yeah.
So I think she just probably goes into a fit whenever you have a real difficult conversation with her. You know, what do you want me to do? I have my mom here. I'm alone. I don't have a job. I'm in L.A. You know, it's all of these things. And at no point, you know, you can't really, it's hard to go back to somebody and say, well, look, you put yourself in this situation because it's not helpful. So what do you say to Natalie? What do you say to her to make, to I don't know, to get her on the right track?
I don't know.
There's nothing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what is there for her? She needs to literally, and I think, I forget who it was. Maybe it was Miss Debbie that said, you know what, it's time for you to move on and get on with your life. It'd be to push Josh and to put Mike behind you. And, you know, guess what? Get a job. get out of LA, right? The dream of you being a star is over.
Yeah.
And go somewhere, you and your mom, and live a quiet, happy life.
Yeah.
It's possible. But I don't know. What about Debbie and Debbie going at it? They seem to hate each other.
They did. I get it, though. They're completely opposite people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Miss Debbie is still more of a bright side of life kind of person.
Yes.
Mama Debbie is
more of a lady.
Is a glass. I mean, it's just empty. It ain't even half full. It ain't half empty. It's just empty. She's a negative person.
She is.
Just period. Some people are like that.
Yeah.
She's just looking to fight.
We've known some.
Yeah, you just want to fight. I was surprised Veronica kind of came to her defense, but I think maybe it's old school 90-day people.
Yeah, yeah.
I did.
They seem to already have an established relationship.
I did start to get enough of Mama Debbie's advice to everybody. Sometimes maybe, you know, keep it to yourself. She could have done some of that. I was growing tired of her advising everybody on everything. Maybe after 5 episodes of that, I'd probably had enough, right? At least for me. It was probably fine early, but it really had gotten out of hand. I thought it was funny. What about at the beginning, Veronica had said, it looked like she read that whole thing wrong they all did, between Louisa and Jamal and where things were. Veronica thought, well, you know, things went pretty well between us.
Yeah, totally. That was funny.
Nicole, you really? I thought that was funny for them to put that in there, knowing what we know.
Yeah.
They'd use the filler stuff of, you know, who would you date? How about Tyrae saying that he would want to date Larissa?
Oh, that grossed me out.
Didn't it seem a surprise to you?
Yes, I was like, dude,
I was surprised.
I guess there's that nasty man inside every man, I guess. Right?
I don't like your tone.
You've awakened the caveman inside of him.
Right.
That just wants to grab a woman and drag her into a ditch.
Yeah, he got a kiss. Know? Right? And that was it. It was over. Yeah, I was just really surprised completely.
Yeah, that threw me for sure.
Yeah. So that was and then Chantel was
I think I may have audibly gasped when I watched.
I was
that.
Surprised. So this doesn't, you know, I was expecting maybe somebody wholesome, or, you know, he
me
said
too.
Hillary Clinton before, so maybe he'd go for Karen, right? He'd go for Chantel's mom or something.
Oh my gosh. Well, she's not wholesome.
Well, I get it, but
at all.
Yeah, I'm not saying she is. I'm just saying that was if he went with Hillary.
But you said you thought she was going to pick somebody wholesome.
Well, yeah, I was trying to think of, you know, who that could be, you know.
There aren't too many.
Yeah, I don't like your tone.
On this show.
Yeah. So we are going to talk the rest of this episode. We're going to talk, what we do is talk about rumor, gossip, innuendo, and half-truths. We do that coming up next by subscription. So subscribe and you will hear the rest of this episode, including some scoop about one of the couples from this show. Yeah, so interesting. So that is coming up next. We also have some old school 90-day people, Love After Lockup, kind of a wonderful story about, I think, one of the more interesting Love After Lockup cast members. Chance, we have a little update from his.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Nothing new, just an update on that whole thing with more details and some dates coming up. So all of that and more coming up. Oh, and maybe a little Angela and Michael.
Oh, boy.
So stick around for that.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows
real life, and more on our podcast.
Covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos and all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.